Democrat versus Democrat. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Keystone XL pipeline came up one vote short in the U.S. Senate this week after a debate requested by Senator Mary Landrieu, who faces losing her seat in next month's runoff election in Louisiana, and begged her fellow Democrats to treat this pipeline as a pipeline.
This has absolutely nothing to do with climate change.
But for other Democrats, Keystone XL is hardly just a pipeline. It's a symbol of everything evil. They described it as a giant underground straw sucking up dirty Canadian oil and spitting it into tankers that would spread the sticky poison all over the globe and belch the toxic exhaust into the lungs of little girls. And yes, I'm paraphrasing, but not by much.
I want to show you a picture of a little girl, and she has on an oxygen mask. This pipeline is going to unleash 45% more of the dirtiest, filthiest oil, and that's why I call it the Keystone Extra Lethal Pipeline.
Senator Barbara Boxer. But for Senator Landrieu, facing that runoff election next month, the debate did what she wanted. She was able to portray herself as a vigorous defender of a project that will create jobs for Louisiana.
That is why I've been fighting for a debate and a vote on the Keystone Pipeline. How much time do I have remaining?
A question which, at this point in her career, is more than just a routine parliamentary inquiry. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.